Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Inner Circle. Today we're going to talk about clearing money blocks. And I've really been thinking a lot about I thought about you each individually and like how to help you raise your vibration. Oh, I'm hearing a background noise. Just a second. I'm hearing my echo. That's probably Julie. I'm going to mute you for right now. It could be just something. So I'll mute you for now. And then when you're talking, you could always like *7 to talk. It could be like a headset or something like that. But I've been thinking about where you each are right now and what does it take to absolutely raise your vibration around finances. When you think about, you know, either think about where you were. For those of you that have been working, we've been working together for a while now, where were you when you first started? Where were you in terms of, like, your relationship with money and abundance and opportunities? And so I just take a check-in. And then, you know, some of you that have been more recent in our work together, also just take a check-in and remember, like, an inventory, an accounting of where you are in terms of your relationship with money and what is showing up. Because it's so important first of all to recognize the growth and to see where you are. And on the other thing is that we are here. I can bet that you've invested in this work together in your time and in your resources to absolutely clear those blocks. And so if there's still something that has been stubborn or you're still seeing it there, then bring that to the call. One part of it is to really be honest and to look at, you know, we just kind of carry something around and it's a more stubborn block to get rid of. Like looking at, like, what is the payoff? What is the payoff in keeping this and staying, you know, whether it's like feeling in a place of financial struggle, what is the payoff? Because we are only, wherever we are, like, there's always a certain payoff in where we're at. Otherwise, because we're creating it. And so that's the first thing to start the call with and to really set the tone. Because my intention is that today we get to the root of that block and dissolve it so that it is transmuted to feeling love and gratitude for this challenge that you have loved so well. And I think about when I look back on my relationship with money and the different lessons that I've had, I am able to look back on those things with gratitude and to see, oh, you know, I had that experience with credit card debt, because it's really taught me. I mean, how can I have empathy and understand what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and have panic over debt? And, you know, your just heart is beating so hard and you look at that number and then feeling, you know, I would just feel shame. Like, here I am, you know, in graduate school and, you know, an educated person, smart in many ways, and yet, you know, making these stupid mistakes with money. Just that I had that vagueness of, I think I've heard it called terminal vagueness when it came to numbers, and so being able to shift that. And actually kind of laugh at it and to see how far, like, I've come with my husband and really being in a place of financial freedom. There was a time when he would talk about, you know, my husband's a big thinker, and he would talk about what his dream was to create, and his intention and his vision, and it would scare me. I mean, it would, like, my heart beat, and, like, who are you to even, I would think to myself, I wouldn't say to him because I knew better, but I would think, like, who are you to even, like, want that much money? Or, like, who, you know, just that critic would go off in my head. And I don't, and so the growth is that, you know, I can talk about a certain number, you know, it doesn't even faze me anymore. It's just a number. I mean, it's no different whether you're talking six figures or 50 million or, you know, 100 million, you know. And the interesting thing is that for anyone, I've talked to, you know, friends that are seven-figure owners, and they all get the same money, like, trigger. Maybe they're investing, you know, like my mentor is talking about investing $500,000 in her business to really take a leap. So she has those feelings will come up, but it's for 500,000 versus, you know, if you're, I don't know what that number is, you know, it's just, we'll still can have those feelings. So why am I sharing this? Because I want us to focus on not just coming to the calls where we to feel a little better, but to absolutely progress, to raise your vibration so that the person you are, like yesterday, like, so that you are not the person you were yesterday or even an hour ago, that your vibration is raised, that you are comfortable to receive more, that, And part of that is taking that accounting and recognizing, oh wow, this is how I felt about money, or this is, you know, in this, how I would show up in this conversation, or if I'm, you know, charging for something, and then clear it. So does that make sense?
Yeah,
because that's our, we want to, like, and I hung out this week. We stayed at this villa. We went down to this, my family and I went to this festival, and there was only, we decided we weren't going to camp. And there was only like one place that was available, and it ended up being this like private villa. It was like out of this world, private chef. There were actually five villas, but we were staying in one, and then there was one other couple, and we had so much fun. This couple, they were really young. We didn't even talk about what they did or whatever, but they made amazing music, and but they were so in the flow, and that's, you know, we talked a lot about like what is that to be in the flow. And so these money blocks keep us, they just stop the flow. And that's why we want to eliminate them, to dissolve them. Actually, just to love them up, to love that part of ourselves until it dissolves and we raise our vibrations. So I'm going to go, and let me just first make sure that I'm connected to everyone. And also for those that are listening to this replay later. And then kind of, let me check in and see where do we need to go first. So think about for you, and write this down, what is your intention for this call? Really being clear, like, because that's what I love about the group call, is that just the dynamic that happens when we all come together with our intention and your offering of what it is you want to release, what you want to work on, your And so, you know, writing that down, what is your intention? And what are you willing to let go of? Okay. So let's see, where do we need to go first? Okay, I'm going to go off of what you've all shared with me. First thing, that's what's coming up. Okay. I am living in the flow of abundance. I love my life. I am willing to take big leaps. I am already affluent. I am aligned with my divine purpose. It is safe for me to self-actualize or to grow and to develop into my highest self, my best version of myself. It's like I want to collapse that distance, because she or he, you know, in a quantum universe, that very best version of yourself already exists. That version of a woman or man who's awesome with money, who has, you know, an unlimited supply, who, you know, think about, like, who, for you, and maybe you can write down some characteristics. What is that best version of yourself when it comes to abundance in your finances, in your relationship with money? How would she or he show up? And as you're writing that down, I want to align you to, like, plugging you into that best version of yourself, that updated version. Like, let's collapse that distance, which is way just an illusion anyway. But let's connect to that best version. The version of, I'm connected to the best version of myself. I let go of using money and financial struggle and chaos as a distraction from living my purpose. And it's safe to let that go. I am consistent. It is safe to be intimate with money, to be intimate with abundance, to be intimate with time and my tasks. We've talked about that before, about money and intimacy. It's safe to be intimate. I am worth it. I own my own worth. I love myself. I am amazing. It's safe for me to ask for what I want. It's safe for me to set healthy boundaries. I give myself permission to ask for what I want. I let go of, I'm free of what others think of me. And my sense of worth and how I feel about myself is disentangle from how others think or feel about me. I am great. So this is the part that I was talking about earlier. I am grateful for the financial situation that I am currently in. I'm grateful for the lessons that are presented before me. I choose to learn from gentle lessons. I choose to, with grace and ease, navigate this to be in the flow. I let go of the belief that I have to work hard to make a lot of money. Let's see. I am financially free, and I give myself permission to be financially free. I'm open to receiving. I see the possibilities all around me, and I bring them into my reality. I'm willing to take big leaps. I'm connected to my intuition. So let's see here. Okay, so we're just clearing anything that's in your timeline on adolescence. Living in the flow, owning my self-worth. I let go of any income ceiling, being open to possibilities. I am confident. I own my own power. I claim it now. Yeah, and that's what one person was sharing about, you know, not seeing that version of being financially free. And so then again, it's like, well, what is the payoff and not, you know, in staying where you're at right now? I'm willing to let go, to release, to disentangle from any payoff. I am open to receiving windfalls. And let's see, is it possible to, we're going to definitely raise your financial vibration, but we're going to do a little bit on that later. I can double my income and have an amazing, balanced life. I don't have to work hard to make a lot of money. I'm open to working smart. I let go of limiting beliefs about money and about work and about my gifts and my profession that are keeping me stuck. I expand my thinking. I am receiving all the gifts that are mine to receive. I am living with grace and affluence. Really, I spent this weekend with this couple, and they're like in their early 20s. And this young man, he's a musician, and they had met up, and they just were making some amazing, composing some amazing, beautiful music. And, like, he had not been studying for years and years and years. This man, his name's Matt, he was so much in the flow that it just kind of, like, fell in his lap, and he'd been doing this music for a year. They had been friends for a long time, his girlfriend, and, you know, already they have the producer who's working with him, who's the producer for Black Eyed Peas, because they are so much in the flow. And she's like, of course, like, just having that wonder, like, living in that wonder and expectation. And it was just really fun to kind of tap into how they think. And just so, I mean, I will not be surprised at all. This is like really makes it. Oh, I hear some like background noise. Just a second. Let's see it. Oh, I'm gonna, I don't know what that was. Okay. So it's like tapping into that. I am plugged in to universal intelligence. My universal gifts. I'm just going to mute you if there's any background noise. Okay. It can be this easy. I'm living in the flow. I give myself permission to live in the flow. And that said, like, there's no, I hope I'm not saying this in a way of comparison, because all the lessons that we have, we choose them. We choose them just, you know, as, you know, they were sharing some lessons that they've had before they kind of shifted into this place of flow. And so there's something about, you know, I embrace the lessons that I've had so far. When you think about your relationship with money, I embrace it. I'm looking with love and gratitude on my current, all the lessons I've had with money. And I'm willing to move through this now. And because they've helped us. And let's see here. And then at the same time, there's, you know, we could continue to have the same lesson, or we could, like, move on. It's time. I'm open to moving. I give myself permission to move on. That feels like, okay, so if anything in your childhood or adolescence that you're ready to let go of, I am living in the flow. I expect miracles in my life. I expect amazing opportunities in my life. I'm willing to take the big leaps. I'm willing to take the big leaps to activate this flow. Okay, so moving from, I'm willing to go from a trickle to a flow, that flow of abundance. It's safe to let go of control. It's safe to surrender. It's safe to turn over my will to divine will. That is really where it's at. It's completely surrendering. And that's the irony is that maybe it's not really. Yeah, it is, though, because when I was looking at this young couple, and my friend Lucy is completely in the present, like, just so much in the present. And so these, like, amazing miracles happen, and it's just like, of course, of course. And so that's like, are you willing to let go of that control? And if so, let's clear that right now and let go of control. Let's see, where is that? Because it comes from, have we gotten to the root of it? Because I really think that is that stumbling block that's preventing the flow. Okay. Let's get down to the root. Is there a toxic emotion? I release any and all regret. So the toxic emotion of regret, you think about the times when, you know, or toxic emotion of disappointment. Age 12, age 15. That was for someone. Okay. So I'm letting go of control. It's safe to let go of I'm willing to let go of control. I'm willing to turn my life over to my, you can put what fits with your spiritual beliefs. In God, source, your creator, higher power. I'm willing to turn my will over to divine will. Okay. I am living in the flow. I'm open. I am increasing my willingness to live in the flow. It feels good. Just those opportunities. Okay, so I let us raise your financial vibration, your financial thermostat. So think about the amount of money that you want to make this year. Okay, so for you think about that number, the energy, at least for one person in the group, but I would venture it's probably more than one person, the energy goes weak. And so as long as that's weak, it would be really like pressing to be able to create that wealth if your energy is weak on it. So let's align with that number. I resonate with that number. Page 10, page 13. Okay. That was for someone. So childhood and adolescence. Okay, that feels good. Let's see what else we have here. Okay, I'm moving through. When I face challenges, I get excited. I release limiting thoughts and beliefs that what's presented before me is too large to handle on my own. I trust in the divine unfolding. I'm a powerful, resourceful alchemist. I have all the support that I need in all levels. Why is it so easy to trust and let go and let spirit lead the way? I have passed through a powerful doorway to freedom, abundance, health, and unbounded joy. All solutions and answers flow into my life and energy field graceful and easily. I know how to allow, turn it around, and let go and let spirit beautifully put. Let's plug that in. It is that's what's so beautiful is just by focusing on changing the thought patterns, on showing up, on taking leaps, on staying in integrity, adapting those habits of success. If we were just to focus on that, everything else just comes. I mean, I've seen it time and time again. It's not like we have to like drum up these opportunities or just focusing on like the habits of success and changing the thought patterns and living in integrity. Okay, that's good. I release the fear of the unknown. Let's put it this way. I get excited when I feel fear. It's like a reprogramming for that. Let's see. I have more than enough to care for me and our family. Abundance is here. I accept the offers that are being made. I want to think of, so really I believe that the only way, like with fear, is to go through it. And that's why I like, you know, creating this new pattern about when I feel fear, I get excited. Like it's actually a good indication that this is the way to go instead of the shutdown. I let go of any old pattern of shutdown with that fear. And when I say that, that's the kind of, I'm not the fear of danger. It's that fear that it's like your heart kind of pitter-patter, like, wow, this is going to be a great opportunity, but oh my gosh, you know, and the unworthiness comes up, or, you know, whatever. But to be able to be like, okay, yeah, this is, I'm really uncomfortable, so that must be the way I need to go. I allow myself to have extra round. I give myself permission to thrive as an artist. I give myself permission to enjoy nice things, to enjoy luxury. I'm more than enough right now. I am, let's see here. I'm able to see how I am choosing this current reality. I own my own power and I use it wisely. I release any stress about debt. It's just a number. It's safe to let it go. And that's a really, I let go of the belief I have to be stressed to make a lot of money. I let go, I release the belief that there is not enough money. I let go, I release comparing myself to others. I release defining myself by what I don't do or don't have. My worth and my value is separate from money. See, I release any shame from past experiences with money. That one feels. Yeah, it's funny when we're talking about affluence, because the lady that owns the villa, she was telling me about going to Dubai and how there was just so much wealth that, you know, like a normal car, like a kid would drive, would be like a Porsche Cayenne, and everything was like all these really Maseratis and Bentleys, and there was just so much conspicuous wealth, and she felt like really actually really poor because everyone was like looking her up and down, what jewelry and shoes and everything. And it just, it made me think about, I remember when I lived in San Francisco, and I was just getting sober. I was in my early 20s, and I was driving my boyfriend's Corniche, and I had like really insane like shoes and designer stuff. And the only thing I could do, like, here I am, like, couldn't even get like a couple days sobriety, and I would barely, I was such a mess, and I would go into these 12-step meetings and like look at people's shoes and like, you know, like the sort of pride, I'm ashamed to say, and I was just thinking about how, like, you know, you can have all this wealth and still have that pride and like be impoverished inside. And I certainly, I was very impoverished inside. And so it's being able to, like, you know, I own my own worth. I am amazing. I am brilliant. I am wealthy. I am a child of God, of an infinite creation, and that this, I mean, it's beyond even words how amazing we are. It has nothing to do with our bank accounts or whether we have debt or don't have debt. And it's just the little things that our mind will do to kind of box us in. So I release that pattern. And just think about, let's look at the debt part, because this is a really huge part for growth, that I, to facilitate a shift, is being able to look at that number, or to be able to look at your bank account, and and really just being detached. I am detached. That is like my worth is completely disentangled from that, whether it's a huge number or not, or just like I was sharing the example of the shoes or not. I mean, it has nothing to do with that. And we're working on true affluence from the inside out. Okay, so I feel some stuff coming up. Let's first work on the third chakra coming up here. It's, I don't know what that, I'm open to new ways of doing things. So this has to do with identity and personal power. I forgive myself and others. I'm open to new ways of doing things. I am friends with my numbers. And let's see. I let go of any addiction to financial stress and financial struggle. And it's safe to let it go. I give myself permission to let it go. And it's easy to shift into gratitude. So let's go to that. So what do we want to replace this with? When there's stress about money or struggle or whatever, the old pattern wants to come back. I quickly and easily shift to gratitude. I can still feel some, I think it's in the second chakra. Let's work on the second chakra right now. Relationships are a joy. So this has to do with creativity and partnership. Also could be with money and sex, ethics and honor. I'm supported and appreciated by the ones I love. I'm a creative genius. I'm attracting like-minded people who support and love me. I am wealthy. It's okay with God if I have money. Okay. So, living in the flow, I am... I'm focusing on living in the flow. I'm open to meeting influencers and working smart. Okay. I trust myself. So there's still some, so second chakra is balanced. Third, yeah, there's some new stuff coming up. I think, so the first chakra has to do with the root chakra. We're going to balance that out. And the social, familial, law, and order. I'm a gift to this world. I'm secure. Life flows gracefully and easily for me. I start and complete things easily. Life loves me, and I love being here. I'm free from generational patterns that have kept me stuck. I'm safe in relationships. I'm rich in all areas of life. I'm anchored in the light. I experience peace within me, and I belong. So let's clear this out. Okay. Anything in childhood or adolescence to really let go of? There's a generational pattern here. So we want to release. Goes back 100 generations. Yeah, there's some real heavy stuff right now that we're... Okay. Feels much better. Living in flow. Beating influencers. I'm growing. If you have a business, I'm growing it easily and gracefully. I'm attracting ideal clients. And customers. I am fully focused on following the flow, following my flow, on staying in that flow. I let go of distractions and the pattern of getting in my own way to be successful. I claim I'm already a success. I claim my success now. That's the other part. I've touched upon it today, and I don't know that I'm doing it justice with words, but it's that person that you want to become is already here. She or he already exists. And so I claim that best version now. I let go that it has to be so hard. I shift easily and quickly. And I learn from gentle lessons. Let's see here. My eyes are open to what I must know so that I can move through this. Okay. Okay. Feels good. So I'm going to open up, let me see if there's anything also. If anyone put anything in the Q&A. Okay, I hear some more. Okay, great. Let's see here. I am grateful for the breakthrough I'm experiencing. I let go of any egos of shame. I choose for what's been showing up right now. Let's look at that because I think that's something that is shared sometimes when we're not getting the results that we want, and then that old pattern will, the mind chatter that comes up with it. So let's get to the root of I absolutely release this toxic emotion of shame. Let's see here. Anything in childhood or adolescence? That's 20s, 30s, 40s. Okay. Ready to let that go. I release the fear of rejection. I'm open to for new music fans. If that's your case. I'm open for new. I'm opening for the new, whatever that is for you in your career, in your business. So I'm open to what that shows up for me. Okay, that feels good. I'm ready for something wonderful to emerge from the pain of my history, my past. I'm letting go of working to overexhaustion and overexertion to complete a work day. Yeah, let's definitely work, let go of that. If you want to have fun. It's so fun, though, because it's actually the play and working less that, it creates the flow. I am absolutely, I am plugged in to divine intelligence. I am increasing my spiritual gifts. the gifts that I need right now. I love this old version of myself. I feel grateful for this old version of myself, for all these experiences. I am ready and willing to give myself permission to transmute all these experiences into love and gratitude and into joy. The energy goes weak on that. We definitely want to move that right now. Okay, so for those of you that if you've been on a plateau, are you ready to up-level? Sometimes, like, we hit a plateau while we're trying to, like, we're on a, it's actually like a growth spurt, you know, before we pop up again. So let's see, what do we need to go from this place to the next? Do we need to clear toxic emotion? No. Let's see, is an emotion? Okay, we're going to do a little timeline. Anything in childhood, in adolescence? Just a clearing. Any old stuff that's preventing. I forgive. I allow myself to up-level. I am serving. I fulfill my mission. I can better fulfill my mission here when I raise my vibration, when I jump up to this next place. I let go of, it's almost like wanting to stay here, you know? I let go of that. I'm just going to, like, I'm going to, like, there we go, tiny. Okay. Anything in childhood or adolescence to ready to let go of? Okay. Awesome. Let's see. Well, we have about, let me see if there's anything else. Let me just check on the menu to see if we missed anything that, and also in the Q&A. I am balanced and peaceful and joy. Aligning with that monthly income. Have we gotten to the root? Yeah, the energy feels good. So I will open up the lines if there's anything specific that you want, you have a comment or something specific that you want, you feel like we didn't get to, we can work on it. And just *7 to talk. You just go *7.
Tara?
Yes. Hi,
Tara?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, fine. I wrote you something. There's a word I cannot understand. You use a lot. Is it chaos or payoff or payoffs?
Yes, chaos.
It's chaos. Because sometimes I hear it like a payoff or something like that. Does it exist too in English?
Payoff. Payoff is pay, like payday.
Yeah.
Payday. There's a payoff, like when you get something for staying where you're at. Like you're getting paid. You're getting paid to stay with your current challenge.
Like a reward?
A reward, yes.
Okay.
There's a reward. Otherwise, we wouldn't stay there.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. And the generational, the very old generational pattern was very strong for me. The imbalance of money. Whew, that was
awesome.
That was
good.
Thank you very
good.
Much.
Yay. I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else have something specific?
Hi, Tara. It's Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. So when you were talking about the payoff, or the reward for staying stuck. I was thinking a lot about how I have entangled my finances with relationships. So for me, it's about this old pattern or belief that nobody wants to help me or nobody wants to take care of me. And so I've been seeing a lot of gentle lessons coming into my life about other people doing that so that I can see that I do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That it's, so it's safe to disentangle. I give myself permission to disentangle my money and relationships. I am fully supported. I have all the resources and support that I need. And it's safe for me to allow myself to be fully supported. So let's plug that in, because the energy was weak on that. And so anything in childhood or adolescence, 20s, 30s? We're just going to go through the timeline, kind of pop, 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 like just release anything that, and this is for anyone that can relate to that, that enmeshment with money and relationships.
Yeah.
And then that belief that I'm fully supported. Am I allowing the universe to fully support me? Because I think that's the, I know for me, I created a lot of stuff when I look back, not that, you know, with my parents and divorce, and there's a lot of stuff about money. And it's kind of, my whole experience taught me that my creator provides for me. And I don't need to look for a father to provide for me. And so at one time when I felt angry about that, you know, like there was more, you know, helping out like younger siblings and stuff with college and things like that. But it's like, wow, look at how blessed I am. And I don't have to go look to, so it was like he provided me that opportunity to seek a spiritual solution. And to feel that, and so we kind of create those opportunities. So kind of asking, you know, that's what I did. I asked myself. And so you can ask yourself, like, what is the lesson here? If I'm, like, how am I creating this? Why am I creating this so I can choose differently? what's the lesson here, you know? And it really, for me, it really has helped me deepen my relationship to God as I understand God. Because I didn't need to have a father support me. And I had to seek in first going into the darkness first and thinking what didn't work before, like I you know, had to go down one direction before I went in the other to see what worked. So I don't know if that also helps to think about like that. Let's also look at, thanks for sharing that, Julie. How does that feel?
That feels good. Feels good.
Yeah.
Like, I think one thing that I do in my business that I'm noticing is a pattern is, like, I decide I don't like working with someone, and then I shut down. And, you know, like, it might be a customer, or it might be somebody that works with me, but it's about relationships still. Like, so I don't allow the abundance, because I don't want to be in that relationship. So that's a pattern, because maybe I need to stop getting caught up in relationships when it's about business. Does that make sense?
Well,
yeah.
But it's all about relationships, right? Like my mentor always says, you know, connection is the currency. And that, you know, our ability to connect and to be intimate. And so sometimes that means, you know, getting intimate with our work, when it'd be easy to change and go to, you know, go somewhere else, or working through I know with my mentor, we've had some rocky spots. And it's really taught me, like, I've been working with the same mentor for over two and a half years now. Because, you know, it'd be easy. My old pattern would be like, I'm going to find someone else. I'm going to find another coach. Versus, like, going deep and, like, navigating those, you know, because she's only has reflected things that I've had in my field, right? And brought up, you know, things that I've just presented me those things. Oh, I still need to heal this stuff. And so that intimacy, right? When the pattern is to like switch or to go deep and say, okay, what do I need to do to navigate this? And it's all connected. It's those our relationships. I want to make sure too. There's one here too about awesome. Someone says, I think this is, someone wrote, I let go of shame from kindergarten and said that she could really feel a shift of some things, like, you know, when she was in school. So, awesome. She remembers how good it felt to sing in public. Really cool. Yeah, it's like so cool as programs and things that we have. Yeah, so what would that mean for you, Julie, like when you think about those relationships and creating abundance in business? Because I don't know if it has to be, because it all is it's all relationships. Maybe it's just creating different types of relationships.
I've been thinking a lot even before this call about how I let opportunities go, because maybe I'm not attracted to the person that I would need to be keeping in contact with. And
I'm worthy.
I let go. I don't know. For me, it's about like keeping it professional, if that makes any sense. I hear what you're saying about connection and intimacy, but I don't have to take it so deeply that it's personal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, setting healthy boundaries. Definitely, I set healthy boundaries. But there was also, I let go of any pattern of self-sabotage that, you know, because I couldn't, it's just also paying attention to, like, you know, if you're hanging out with someone that has, like, a huge, like, a bigger wealth creation, and does it bring up those feelings of unworthiness versus hanging out with other people that, you know, are like in a more of a struggle place. And so, yeah, I mean, we'll create that pattern of setting healthy boundaries. And we can also talk about this too in the A-Life group call.
Tara? Yeah. We can also ask the universe to help us to find the right people for the right job. I mean, to connect with the people who really need our blessing.
Yes.
If you don't want to be connected with anybody.
In. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Connected to the right people that, you know. That's part of that, too, just being in the flow. And then also being worthy and deserving, feeling worthy and deserving. So to receive those opportunities and not to repel them. So, well, that feels good. Well, I want to make sure that we were at the hour. Yeah, I think energy feels good. Let me just go back and check. Double, we've raised the financial vibration, your thermostat, released the blocks, worthy and deserving of success, open to receiving opportunities. I am stepping into this new vibration. So that is my intention for you is absolutely raising your vibration today, and that in the next week, the next few weeks, next days, that you're taking the action to step into this new vibration and that catapults you. That, you know, just think about those quantum leaps. And so I look forward to hearing your observances and your celebrations, and just sharing the group and just noticing the miracles and the things that come as you stay in this vibration of being in the flow. So, awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and you lots of love.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.